You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Here in a meeting room at the Broncos headquarters, the UC Health Training Center, it's the Draft Weekend Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks as always for joining me, and let's get started with a question from Martin Richman, writing in from Britain. He says, I'm happy with the Lynch pick, but he seems similar to Osweiler. Does it now make the loss of him to Houston more disappointing? Actually, quite frankly, Martin, I think it makes the loss of Osweiler less disappointing, much less, because you've gotten a younger quarterback who I think has a better skill set than Brock Osweiler. I think the only similarity between the two is the fact that they're tall quarterbacks, but Lynch has a much better feel for the pass rush than Brock Osweiler, who, as Gary Kubiak noted back in December, had a tendency to drift. Lynch also is ahead of Osweiler in terms of his delivery. Remember, when Osweiler came to Denver in 2012, they had to work on his release point, they had to work on his elbow placement. And finally, Lynch is much more experienced than Brock Osweiler when he arrived, having started two full seasons and part of another, whereas Osweiler, of course, only had one season as a starter. So I think even though they're both tall quarterbacks, I don't think it's fair to compare the two, and I think Lynch is ahead of Osweiler coming out, and I think it'll be a matter of time before Lynch is ahead of Osweiler on the field. Second question this week is from at NFL Draft Frank 23, and he asks simply, do you think the Vaughn deal gets done? I think it will, and actually, believe it or not, drafting Paxton Lynch is going to have a lot to do with that, simply because now you've got a cost-controlled quarterback for the next 5 years, potentially, 4 years plus the fifth-year option, which would see a significant bump. But if Paxton Lynch is doing well, would not take him into the range that he would make on the open market. For the next 4 years, Lynch is probably going to sign a contract that pays him between $2.2 and $2.5 million a year. That's very affordable if he turns out as the Broncos expect him to. And that would open up the window for the Broncos to pay Von Miller that massive salary that he would end up commanding if he was on the open market. He's already listed under the salary cap for $14.1 million this year. That's because the Broncos gave him the franchise tender, and that immediately counted against the cap. But in future years, the Broncos want to pay him a higher salary. Basically, they can afford to do that because they won't have an expenditure of, say, $18 million a year for a quarterback like Houston has with Brock Osweiler. And the Broncos offered Osweiler $16 million a year, so that certainly changed what they can do. This gives the Broncos flexibility. Think of it like Seattle in recent years before Russell Wilson's extension. Because he was on his rookie contract, they could pay guys on the defense more money, keep that elite defense together. I think with Paxton Lynch coming in, now the Broncos have a window to keep as much of this defense together as possible. Also re-sign Emmanuel Sanders. I know they want to get that done. So there's a lot of things the Broncos can do and a lot of flexibility now because they have a young quarterback. Thanks for those questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, which will be right around the time of rookie minicamp, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.